The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. In measured hundredweight and penny pound, when the man comes around.
Of the four beasts, and I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and Hell followed with him.
And there you have it. One of the last, boy, that just, you know, when you hear the whole song, it just sends chills down your spine because you're thinking about the second coming. Johnny Cash wrote some very interesting songs in his later years before he passed away. This is one of the last ones he wrote, in addition to another one that Nine Inch Nails' Trent Reznor wrote called Hurt. And that was off his last album. Yep. Yeah, unlike, see, here you got Johnny Cash. Died a very well-off guy. Left a lot to his estate. Had a beautiful family. They were all Christians. And then you got the Country Music Television Awards and Kelsey Ballerini standing in solidarity with a bunch of drag queens seeking child audiences, attributing victims of a school shooting, dancing alongside drag artists, most of whom perform on RuPaul's Drag Race. So now we can assume that the very kinds of music that Johnny Cash loved, which is a lot of country. He was crossover, too, with Ring of Fire. But the thing is that the Country Music Television recognized him and his wife, June Carter Cash. But the CMT Music Awards has now gone woke. So that kind of a surprise, because we all thought that country music was going to be the down-home Christian roots of America. We still have a few people out there like Toby Keith that writes songs about how we're going to kick the foreigners, you know what? I mean, you got a few of them. Don't Californicate My Texas or whatever. Yeah, they've gotten very political these days, country music has. And I guess when you look at the world news, which we're going to be talking about here in a little bit, you can see why everybody is so concerned in writing songs about war again. Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, so glad you tuned in this morning. It's 4 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, and it's Tuesday, April 4th, 2023. We're all in search of the truth, and the only truthful thing we know is that Trump is waking up in Trump Tower, is probably already dressed, probably having breakfast, talking to his attorneys, getting ready to go over to the Manhattan criminal courthouse. And of course, lots of supporters outside Trump Tower. I think a lot of the Democrats are starting to worry, not just because Marjorie Taylor Greene is going to do this rally in the park, and you got Mayor Eric Adams sitting there telling all these people, MAGA Republicans, to behave themselves when Alvin Bragg is not prosecuting very much, if any, crime in New York City. Yeah, the oxymoron, right? Or is it the hypocrisy? I guess you could put a label on it if you want to. But what you can't put labels on is all the great stuff at the Power Mall. You know, I was going to get to that. The Power Mall is how we survive. Heaven's Harvest now has an organic pack by dropship. And if you go to thepowermall.com and you click on the partners tab, or you call 877-817-9829, we certainly can put that on the order for you. But we're going to talk to Clayton Llewellyn today in the bottom of next hour about what's in the organic pack. For those of you that only want organic food, this is all made in the USA, all right? It doesn't come from China. That's what we're all worried about these days. So Clayton will be on, and let's see. We have a spring sale going on here. And, of course, we now have a daily deal, which is even better. The daily deal, every night at midnight, a new product is going to be featured on thepowermall.com. So you can click the daily deal tab or the featured banner tab and start enjoying saving at the Power Mall. It's called the daily deal, not the daily double, no. The spring sale we were talking about earlier, you can get 15% off your allergy relief products, which including but not limited to, or as they say in the legal jargon, inter alia, which means, among other things in Latin, quercetin, silver mist humidifier additive, oreganol juice, Sinu Orega, Latero Flora probiotic, and Living Streams Multi Blend probiotic, and Optivita digestive enzymes. We're also offering 10% off Willard Catalyst Altered Water and Global Healing Center products, which does that mean that Ed Group, Dr. Ed Group, is going to be on our show this week? Well, that's a good possibility. And of course, if you want to get 10% commission back, all you got to do is become a Power Mall affiliate. Just go to the Power Mall, click on the affiliates tab, and sign up. And you can share the link with your friends when they order from the Power Mall. Look, tell them, look, you know, you're going to go to the pharmacy again. I know somebody that just went to the doctor and they called me and they go, you are not going to believe this, but the doctor diagnosed me with this, and he wants to prescribe me Big Pharma. And I said, no. And he's like, why not? And the response that the doctor got was, because I don't trust Big Pharma. I don't trust taking these drugs that are synthetically made in a lab out of somebody's chemical brain. What can I say? They all want to visit the Power Mall, and you buy your supplements from us, and that keeps us on the air. We also have a Give, Send, Go account for those of you who want to donate directly. Some of you have, and we appreciate that. And, of course, you can also go to the Partners tab on thepowerhour.com, and you'll see people like Genesis Gold Company, which actually sells, besides the Genesis Gold IRA, it actually sells precious metals, the gold and silver, which a lot of people, when you hear what we have to report in economic news, you're going to wonder why you haven't been over there to buy some stuff. Some of the other partners on our partners tab is EMP Shield, Lion Energy, Optivita Hemp Products, the Grow Network, James McCanny Water Filters, MyPillow, Sonospace, and Butterfly Essential Oils. So you can go to the partners tab, click on that, and when you buy through the partners tab, we get a cut. We get a, a chop, a spiff. I mean, there's so many different, it's kind of like a commission for sending you over there to buy one of their products. All right. That's how we stay in the air. So, you know, and we don't sit there and inundate you like mainstream media television does with 25 minutes of commercials per hour. But I've got some good news now. Someone called Rick Satellite at RickSatelliteUSA.com. Remember, now we're giving away a Rick Satellite dish. Now we're giving away two. Somebody donated another system. They bought another system to give away on the Power Hour. So now we got two reasons for you to write in. So all you have to do, you can text us at 877-817-9829. Email us at support@thepowerhour.com. and tell us your story of why you think you should be a recipient. You can also mail to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814, and mail your little testimonial thing in why you should be the recipient of one of these two satellite systems. Now, these are $269 each, including free shipping. And Rick Kaler is going to, on April 18th, pick. So you don't have to worry about shortwave if something happens and we don't carry it. You can still point your dish at Globalstar. And it's not one of these things where you go, look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. No, it's Globalstar satellite. No, you can't see it from here. But you, we tell you, give you the instructions on how to point it there. And if you need help, you can always call Rick Kaler at Rick Satellite, and he'll help you. All right, it's that easy. But we're giving away two of them now. I mean, such a deal. So, you know, if you want one of these satellites, and if you go to ricksatelliteusa.com, you can find out what these satellites entail and what they do. I mean, I get excited about stuff like that. We're giving away two of these things. That would be over $500 worth of merchandise we're giving away, and all you got to do is write a letter. Tell us why you should get one of those, and Rick's going to look at it, and on April 18th, we're going to pick two winners. So get them in. Really serious about leaving this mainstream media behind. You want to cut your cable bill? Yeah, there's ways of doing it. We have Charles Fink, a retired lieutenant colonel, joining us at the top of next hour. And we will be talking about a variety of things going on, like his book, Battlefields. It's a new project, a collective of military veterans, first responders, and their supporters. So we'll be talking to Lieutenant Colonel Charles Fain, as well as Clayton Llewellyn. So now we move on to world news. And this is no joke. This is no April Fool's joke. All right. I know it's April 4th, but Russia has assumed presidency of the UN Security Council. According to Moscow's delegate to the globalist organization, indignantly declared this week, the presidency has rotated monthly in alphabetical order among its 15 members since it was founded at the conclusion of World War II. Now, Russia, yeah, is at the helm. Huh. Finland, meanwhile, to further ramp up what's happening over in Europe, Finland has now joined the NATO alliance. After Nordic nations pushed by Russian aggression, Finland's president is going to be attending a ceremony at the NATO headquarters in Brussels, Belgium, today to mark the accession of the Nordic nation to the military alliance. That's the 12th new member of the century. Yep. Considerable land border with Russia. Finland has. Today's accession is one less than first thought of Sweden, who co-applied with Finland in May of last year and was ratified as a joining member, continues to have that membership blocked by Turkey. And see, the whole reason that NATO was set up, if you just have some common sense here, is basically to form an alliance of states around the Soviet Union in case Putin or one of his cohorts, I'll be very careful with my choice of words here, decides to pull something. And they attack one, they attack all. That's how it works. Yeah, it's kind of like the Three Musketeers. No, not the candy bar. No, the ones that all for one and one for all. Yeah. Yeah. No, we're talking about, you know, they attack one country and all 12 of them react, right? And of course, that Chinese spy balloon again is making the news, and that's not an April Fool's joke. They're basically now saying, and Joe Biden, of course, Sleepy Joe is playing it down. He was too busy sniffing hair, and he wanted it shot down, but, you know, he says, well, we all knew. There wasn't any big deal. Yeah, that little balloon traveling across there was doing figure eight formations to hover over certain sites and taking pictures of our military bases and our nuke silos and Yeah, it was beaming it probably to a satellite and sending it back to China in real time, so we're told. Hey, the fact that there was indeed a balloon there. Now, what it was doing, I know you conspiracy buffs out there can think what you want. Eventually, it did get shot down over Surfside, South Carolina. What a big waste. They could have taken it down over Montana with a laser. It could have slowly descended, not hurt anyone, and we could have seen everything that was on board this thing. What kind of transmission equipment? No, we can't do that because the Chinese own Biden. No, we can't have that. They're paying all these people inside the U.S. government to basically turn us over to them at a point in time in the future. Maybe we won't even be around when it happens. We don't know. But see, this is probably one of the motivating factors in why we're hearing about people buying guns, ammo, and food. It's what we're hearing. Ecuador's president, Guillermo Lasso, announced an authorization over the weekend that allows civilians to carry and use guns amid surging crime in the country. Now imagine that, the president of Ecuador telling people it's okay to use your gun to stop crime. But in New York, they put you in cuffs if you're involved in any kind of a shooting. Well, you know, Bragg had to let the guy go in the car park attendant. Remember they arrested him because he turned to grab the gun out of the guy's hand after being shot four times and turned the weapon on the guy and got him to pull the trigger once and shot him once? And what happens? The cops show up and arrest both of them? Well, Bragg, again, got pushed back and he let the guy go, the one the car park attendant, because he was just trying to protect people's property from a wannabe burglar with a big, long rap sheet who had a gun. So you see, the criminals have the guns. And now the president of Ecuador finally figured out, hey, maybe it'd be a good idea if our citizens would carry and use guns, because that way criminals would know, because we'll make it public, and they won't, they'll be very careful. This is almost like what happened in Kennesaw, Georgia, when the city council put out an ordinance and ordered every law-abiding member of the community to have a gun in their home, and crimes against property dropped 85%. Well, you know, there's some thought process going on here. No, it's not to shoot trans folk. You see, the other side is going to make a big to-do of this, and that's too bad. Because, see, if they want to take away your guns, then only the trannies will have guns. And if they want to go out and shoot up a school, they can do it. And then, of course, they'll be referred to as the victim. Germany has decided to shut down its remaining nuclear power plants, despite the Secretary General of the Free Democratic Party warning that's a strategic mistake. They're going to do it anyway. And it had nothing to do with Greta. You know which Greta I'm talking about, the little twit from Sweden that became a poster child for climate change? And the Biden administration is reportedly negotiating a potential freeze of elements of Iran's nuclear program in exchange for what? Sanctions relief? According to Axios's Barak Ravid. Israeli officials, Western diplomats, and American policy experts allegedly told Ravid that the administration has been in talks with its allies in Europe and Israel about a deal which would be aimed at curbing the advancement of Iran's nuclear program. Iran has stockpiled 87.5 kilograms of 60% enriched uranium. Uranium, right? According to a recent International Atomic Energy Agency report. And, of course, we reported it, the Associated Press. They're part of the bigger picture, right, Tavistock? Yeah, they're one of the CIA's magpies, folks. And, of course, if enriched to 90%, that much uranium be enough to produce a nuke. And so Israel has told counterparts in the U.S. and Europe that they would consider taking military action if Iran begins enriching uranium above 60%, which means they're going to do something crazy to start a war out there. Looks like we're going to have another Armageddon. That's why I played When the Man Comes Around. Hello, I'm almost Johnny Cash. Yeah, so that's why we played that song, because we got all these wars and rumors of wars out there, and Revelation is coming to pass, and everybody thinks the world is going to end pretty soon, and yeah, they're all flocking to someplace in Kentucky so we can have a prayer vigil. Folks, you can stay right at home and pray. Can I get an amen, by the way, for yesterday's prayer with Scott Shara? Thank you. Say amen out loud once. Just say it once. Then you'll affirm my prayer. As we just flat out ran out of time, and I was quite shocked. Bonnie from Tennessee, thank you for calling in. We really appreciate that. I'm trying to get Nurse Nicole on the show here to talk about what they did to her dad. I think it was her dad. She spoke at the Halt Hospital homicide event. I want you folks to understand what you're facing if you or a loved one is faced with the prospect of having to go to a hospital. It's one thing if you're out chopping wood and the axe slips and misses and cuts your leg open and you need stitches if you can't suture yourself. If you don't have your own syringes and your own lidocaine hydrochloride 0.5% where you can actually numb the wound yourself and suture yourself up, you're going to have to go to the ER. Well, going to the ER for emergency treatment is a little bit different. Just a little. This much different than actually being told that you've got some sort of respiratory illness and you must go to the hospital. Where this is where the COVID protocols come into play, because the hospital, when you come in, well, they're in respiratory distress and the hospital's going, oh, goody, 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 goody. Wow, my little party's just beginning. And then they will attempt to kill your loved one. So we're told. I know that sounds like a real long stretch. Well, I'll tell you what, if you had attended this convention as I did, because I emceed it for 10 hours, and I got to hear all these and talk to these people who were victims, the families who lost loved ones in the hospitals because of these errant COVID protocols. And by the time you were done listening to all 10 hours worth of testimony from attorneys and doctors and everybody else that's on the front lines knowing about this stuff, you finally come to the realization that it's deliberate and that they're incentivized by the almighty dollar to make gobs and gobs of money. You always want to know, if you were going to go after a hospital and you were going to sue and get discovery, you want to find out about the billings and how much money they made, up to 300 grand or more, depending on how long they can keep your loved one in the hospital. That's why I don't like them anymore. They've turned into death camps, medical tyranny. Yeah, that's one of the first things I said when I got on the microphone to introduce myself. I said, welcome to the age of medical tyranny. Huh. And the room got quiet. So here we go with the U.S. News. That's U.S. News. I call it U.S. News because many of you might be nodding off when I'm talking about this. Oh, Trump again. Well, yeah. He's at Trump Tower. We already told you that. In a couple of hours, he's going to be over at the Manhattan courthouse. And, of course, he's got to Trump Tower last night, went through a side door on 56th Street away from the throngs of reporters and dozens of supporters waiting for him at the main entrances. Three black helicopters hovered over the building. Yeah, those black helicopters. Oh, my God. Yeah, no, it's probably Secret Service, right? They still have a responsibility to protect the ex-president. Obama has the same thing. Biden has it. Clinton has it. Bush has it. They all have Secret Service, courtesy of the taxpayer. And why is that? Because if people found out what these jokers really did, and somebody actually woke up and got pissed off enough and got a gun and decided to go exact revenge, Lord knows what would happen. That's why they all have Secret Service, right? Taxpayer courtesy supported Secret Service is to protect the president from jokers like that that got this cockamamie idea that they can go take one out. So, you know, that's Trump. They're going to go with Trump into the courthouse. So the Trump lawyer, by the way, he's got a new one on board. But Alina Haba, one of his attorneys, said that he's opposing the potential release or leak of the former president's mugshot. Notice I'm holding up my Texit Now coffee cup here. Now, if you're listening to me on the radio, you can't obviously see. If you're watching me on video on thepowerhour.com on our live stream, right here, this coffee mug right here, this is where you need to put the mug shot. Do you realize how much money Trump could make for his campaign without even having to say anything? And underneath where his mugshot is, put your favorite politician in this picture. And so what you do is you send in a picture of your congressperson, and we'll put him behind bars on the coffee mug. What a great idea, because they all need to be there because they're all in on it. Especially the Democrats. But hey, you know, we got some rhinos out there that should have bars in front of them. You realize what computer generation these days, they literally could take any politician and put him behind bars and put him on a coffee mug, on a ball hat, on a poster. I mean, they literally could put him on bumper stickers. I mean, if you want to really put out such a campaign without going to full scale meme on the internet, which got one fella facing 10 years in prison for freedom of speech. I mean, we have Let's Go Brandon bumper stickers all over the place. We have people flying around with flags that actually say F Joe Biden. You know, they're not being hauled in by the DOJ, but, you know, who knows? I mean, if somebody sees one and they take down your license plate number, oh, God, now we got to be afraid of what our government is going to do because we're making a list of, we can't go to this meeting because the government is sitting outside taking down license plate numbers. Yeah, you see, this is a problem. This little band of miscreants has everybody so freaked out that they're being surveilled. And now their glorious leader, the infamous egocentric Donald Trump, is going to be going in and giving up his fingerprints and his facial print. He's going to be photographed with a little plate underneath with numbers on it. And then they're going to show up at 2:15 Eastern time in New York County Supreme Court. And there might be cameras in the courtroom. Oh, they want to make a big to-do out of this. And you see, the more to-do that they make, the more popular President Trump gets. As a matter of fact, the former president's campaign fundraising soared to $7 million after news of the indictment on Thursday evening, according to Jason Miller, senior advisor to the Trump campaign. $7 million they've raised so far. Amazing how that works. But then again, in New York City, Soros-linked DA Alvin Bragg can't prosecute anybody else. Oh, he's going to get Trump. Yeah, like hell he will. We're going to be back with more news and maybe a phone call or two after these words from the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, you know, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Two minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, and it's Tuesday, April 4th, 2023. For those of you who are probably glued to mainstream media now because, you know, they're the ones that are going to be televising, you know, this is what CNN was doing yesterday. You know, all the other, the media was attacking each other. They literally were imploding on each other, showing all the different, you know, what looked like, let's see, Fox was describing it as O.J. Simpson in the back of Al Cowling's SUV. Another one of those. They were following every single move Trump made. Oh, there goes Trump plane. And now Trump plane is landing in New York City, and Trump plane is doing it. And Trump got all of his motorcade, and they followed him to the hotel, and they got a boat on the river so they could take pictures of the plane landing. I mean, this was, you swear to God, you were watching O.J. Simpson again. Oh, man, they are not going to leave this alone. See, they're making it worse. They're trying to make Trump look bad. But what really is bad is the fact that you have a New York City District Attorney, Alvin Bragg, has built a record of dropping felony charges, decreasing felony convictions, downgrading felonies to mere misdemeanors, not bothering to request bail for suspects accused of felonies. And it makes you wonder whether or not Bragg is going to order Trump to be thrown in the can. I mean, Trump is assuming that he's going to be able to walk out. How do we know that Bragg isn't going to do something really braggadocio, really stupid, and say, Your Honor, we need to lock him up. He's a flight risk. He might flee the country. Yeah, how do you know this judge that hates Trump won't put Trump in a jail cell? We don't. We don't know what's going to happen. And the attorneys could be jumping up and down screaming, this is a former president you're doing this to. This is not going to be pretty for the court. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if the judge did throw Trump in jail, that Congress doesn't attempt to impeach the judge. Because every time they're doing something to Trump, his numbers go up. He's beaten out DeSantis in the polls, and DeSantis hasn't even announced he's running. I mean, this is in Massachusetts now. This is in a blue state where Trump is way ahead of DeSantis, like 14 points ahead, according to the latest polls, if you believe it. But the funny thing about it is that this is just, you know, it's turning into a shift show. It's all there trying to disgrace Trump. And the more they do it, the more popular Trump is getting. And this is what the Democrats are really worried about. This is our, and of course, you know, I'm not going to keep using the word uniparty system when we have all sorts of other little glamorous names like commie pigs and rhinos. You know, we could virtually say any little thing. Nobody trusts their government anymore. It's a joke. And, you know, right now it's every man for himself. You remember that? No, I'm just thinking way back to when a long time ago, way back in the 50s, when they had the Ma and Pa Kettle movies out. And they had Ma and Pa Kettle on vacation, and they went to this fancy New York restaurant, and they came out and did a flaming dish, and Pa Kettle jumps up, pushes it away, and starts beating out the flames with his coat, yelling, "Women and children first!" You know. Man, I mean, it's got some people really on the edge of their ropes, man, just wondering, oh my God, if they put Trump in jail, what am I going to do? My leader is in jail. Oh, Mein Kampf, I have a problem. Yeah, well, you can thank Alvin Bragg for all this mess, because like he said when he was running for campaigning, I'm going to get Trump. Yeah. Should I get him? Yeah, that's the Nutty Professor. Remember the comedian with the dreadlocks, you know? Reggie, he's going to get him. You know, that's what he's doing. So this whole thing is a joke. You know, 34 felonies. I told you about stacking yesterday. This is what they do. This is what DAs do to maybe get them to cop a plea to one or two of the other ones. Nope, not going to happen. They're going to vigorously fight this thing. We'll see how many the judge dismisses right away. He may look at this thing and go, no, this ain't happening. What's Bragg going to do? Well, you see, what Bragg can do, the Trump team can do. And that's called use the appellate process. And I guarantee you, the appellate process for the Southern District of New York, and we're talking about the state of New York. That would be the second department. They don't take too kindly to garbage like this. In fact, they remember we were talking about MERS and real estate and how MERS messed up stuff. Well, the second department in a few of the cases that they've ruled on basically took a leak all over MERS's business model. And I'm using that in figurative terms, not literal. So, you know, they're not going to, I'm not sure how they're going to take to that, because I can guarantee you right now there may be some appeals filed in the criminal process based on what this judge does, like gagging. Here's the other thing. You're a political candidate. You have the right to go campaign, but you can't talk about your, can raise $7 million because of the popularity of everything that's been going on, because you're being persecuted. They treat him like a victim, donate $7 million to his campaign. But then the judge says, well, we're going to have a gag order, so you can't talk about this case. Well, see, the thing is, he's an active candidate. And now you have what many could deem election interference. Now, if you have a judge that is interfering in an election and committing a crime from the bench and your Congress, what do you do? I guarantee you this Congress here will do nothing. This Congress won't do one damn thing to stop this nonsense. Nothing. They haven't done anything yet. They're not going to do anything now. Doesn't matter what happens. Trump is on his own. Him and his attorneys are going to have to deal with what goes down. But he is a presidential candidate. But he didn't walk back the jabs. He didn't walk back Operation Warp Speed. He didn't walk back the statement, I got the booster. He didn't walk back any of it. So you got to draw your own conclusions. That's what God gave you a sound mind and free will for, is to draw your own conclusions about everything that's going on right now. You could ignore half of what we're talking about, except when it comes to what's going on in your own backyard. Because that's what everybody, NIMBYs, not my backyard. Yeah. That's the old acronym for not in my backyard, just like the people up there in Martha's Vineyard. Not in my backyard. You're not bringing those people here. Those people. You're not bringing them here. We have all white people here. Yeah. You're not bringing those people here. We're going to have them out of here in 24 hours. You watch. Yeah, that's hypocrisy. They were supposed to be a sanctuary area, right? No, not in my backyard. Well, do you remember last week we saw this big surge of all of these deposits moving over to the big banks, the America's 25 biggest, too big to fail banks? Well, they just saw all that money that got deposited in those accounts. They absorbed all these deposits. Now they're being withdrawn at a record pace from smaller banks. Between the collapse over March 10th and March 22nd, domestically chartered banks in the U.S. lost a total of roughly $213 billion in deposits. But now we're looking at over $1 trillion withdrawn from the big banks. Wow. Some more interesting news. Now, I don't know what that means, because the big banks, they can absorb stuff like that. So whatever tit for tat or whatever reactionary things, you know, if you're buying food, guns, and ammo, and you're buying seeds, which you should be, that's why we have Heaven Harvest and White Harvest seeds on the Power Mall. You should be buying those, and you should be planning and doing a lot of it, because that is going to be your food supply. Because I've got some stories in here about Biden's executive order. They want to start doing bioengineering on all your food. By executive order, by fiat. Yeah. By fiat, you know, Mr. Ice Cream himself. I wonder what would happen if they put worms and bugs in his ice cream. I wonder if he'd eat it then. Yeah. Yeah. Hypocrite. Oh, he would be so pissed if he went to the ice cream parlor. And what'll it be today, Mr. President? We got, let's see, vanilla bugs, chocolate bugs, strawberry bugs. Maybe you'd like Neapolitan bugs. Yeah, that would drive him buggy, wouldn't it? Yep, and see, we have no gasoline anymore, so you're going to have to get in your buggy, Mr. President. Oh, but don't worry, it's a bulletproof buggy. You can live just like the Amish, Mr. President, you moron. Yep. Yep, all these people that have had their rights taken away, and he's worried about his damned ice cream cone. Stuffing it in his face. Wonder what he's thinking about when he's eating that thing. His daughter, Ashley? Who knows? I think the guy's a perv, but that's my opinion. Thousands of hours of January 6th video, by the way, has been withheld from defendants, according to a court filing. U.S. Capitol Police might have held back more than 1,300 hours of security video from a Congressional Oversight Committee, a new federal court filing alleges. And those 152,000 hours of video they had. Here's the thing. All of it posits the potential for exculpatory evidence under Brady versus Maryland. If you don't know that court case, you see, prosecutors are required to disclose whatever they have that could prevent juries from rendering guilty verdicts unfairly. That's what Brady versus Maryland is all about, for those of you who don't know. They are required to turn over exculpatory evidence or evidence that would exonerate or vindicate the defendant that they're trying to prosecute. Just like what happened all of a sudden to the shaman. He gets let out the day they indict Trump. Isn't that funny how that happens? And people are going, oh, there's some symbolism in that. To take it for what it's worth. He's out now. He's probably going through therapy. And so those of you who are out packing heat these days, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has signed a permitless carry bill into law. Yesterday he did this, making Florida the 26th state to do so, according to pro-Second Amendment groups. The legislation was passed by the Florida legislature. It allows people to carry a concealed weapon without a permit and without state-mandated training. It will go into effect starting July 1 of this year, just so you know. But the thing is even if there is a freedom to exercise Second Amendment rights, why all of a sudden do we have the legislature legislating what you can and cannot do with your firearm? You see, I'm just trying to wrap my head around shall not be infringed, that part of the Second Amendment. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And what do you call these legislative bills? Doesn't matter what state you're in. They're making a decision for you. It's like, well, you know, we don't trust our own citizens, so we'll just keep making laws. And yeah, not good. And I told you already about the garage attendant who shot the alleged robber, that Moussa Diarra. He woke up in the hospital after being in surgery, removing 4 bullets, and found himself handcuffed to a bed, ended up in tears. Well, Bragg decided he wasn't going to prosecute him. No, he's going to go get Trump. And like I said before, the month of March witnessed the fastest withdrawal of funds from commercial U.S. banks in history. Nearly $1 trillion in deposits. Yep. Total bank deposits are down by almost $1 trillion. And what do you think people are doing with the money? Yeah, it's like, who wants to make 0.3% with a bank when you can make 5% in a money market fund? Oh, God, they're putting their money in that. I'm telling you, money markets, I'm not a financial advisor, but I got out of those markets, especially because, I'm sorry, I don't trust the markets either. If you can't trust government, why are you trusting the markets? That I don't get. They're also now, before we get to your phone calls, a Wendy's customer has been hospitalized after ordering a cheeseburger, and she's suing the fast food chain. Jenna Vogt has been plagued by long-term health issues and staggering medical bills as a result of her meal, which contained a preformed toxin. She ordered him a medium double cheeseburger with fries from a Wendy's restaurant in St. Rose, Louisiana. Plaintiff said the burger was contaminated due to poor hand-washing procedures. The food wasn't properly washed, inspected, or ensured to be safe. And within 24 hours of eating that double cheeseburger, she began to feel nauseous and have gastrointestinal abnormalities, according to the lawsuit. So next time you go to a drive-through fast food chain, just remember, yep, did they pee on your hamburger? Did somebody see it? Oh, did a white person. Let's pee on their hamburger. You see, that sort of stuff happens. I'm just being a little asympathetic here. We have a recall warning. Camber Pharmaceuticals has recalled some of its pneumonia medicine after it discovered the drug may be contaminated with Bacillus cereus bacteria, according to the FDA. It's atovaquone oral suspension is what they call it, in the 750 milligram or 5 milliliter doses to the consumer level, and they're recalling it due to the possible contamination. It's meant to prevent and treat pneumonia caused by Pneumocystis jirovecii, a type of fungus that can cause infections in adults and teens who can't tolerate other drugs. See, again, this is why people are telling doctors, no to the jab, no to everything else. And the doctors, of course, some of them aren't, especially if they're in New York. Some New York doctors are not refilling prescriptions for people who refuse to take the jab because they're all brainwashed, or in the alternative, they're all part of the bigger picture. So now we go to the state of New York with Richard. You're on the phone. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning, Dave. I don't know about hamburgers, but I think a lot of people are leaking on Donald Trump.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah.
Are you close enough to watch the show?
No, I'm off the grid, so I can't see any of it, but I do listen to the radio, and I was just kind of wondering that, like, you know, Joe Biden, I guess, made a statement, or the supposed Joe Biden made a statement, because I believe the real one is gone. But made a statement about how they have to get Donald Trump put away somewhere so he can never be, hold power again. And I think the reason that is because he knows who the swamp monsters really are, and he probably has knowledge, just like Julian Assange had knowledge. And so what did they do with him? They put him away, and they're probably killing him right now, as they've been for years. And I think that's what they want to do with Donald Trump, or anybody who has, you know, factual, actual information on these, you know, swamp creatures. And, you know, I don't like that term, but they're all using it. And I just like the term that they're, you know, white-collar criminals, and they're really running this country down. And they're probably chipped, and whether they want to do something or not, they're forced to because of, you know, threats to their health or their family or their wealth or whatever.
Or they might be blackmailed. Possible they're being blackmailed too. They got Epstein video of them having sex with a minor, and maybe they're using that to hold over their head.
Well, I think a chip in the brain or something like that would be much easier, like the Manchurian Candidate movie there, yeah. Where they had put chips in the brain, and the guy was going to be their, how did they say it? He was going to be their sleeper.
Don't give away a spoiler alert now, Richard. For those that haven't seen the movie.
I'm just kind of wondering. Well, you should watch that movie. It's really the Manchurian Candidate.
I've seen it. I've seen it. Yeah, it's pretty freaky stuff.
Yeah, I wonder if maybe that's what they're doing. Maybe they've done that to some of them already, or most of them. We don't know.
Well, I'm concerned about today's events, obviously, as everybody is, because, I mean, if you really want to start a full-scale protest and you really want to turn government in on itself, put Trump in jail. I mean, you take him, you say he's a flight risk, and the judge who hates him says, off to the hooscow with you, lock him up until trial, just like we did with all the J6 defendants. I mean, a lot of them have been in prison for 2 years now, and they can't get out. And, you know, I mean, this is what's going on. What's to stop him from doing it to Trump to keep him from running? You see, this is, and then see, he's going to be doing what Joe Biden, except Joe Biden hid in his basement while he was running for 2 years and blamed COVID for it, where Trump could be actually in a jail cell and be campaigning from his jail cell. I mean, what's the judge going to do? Send thugs in there to beat him up if he opens his mouth? No, he's going to have proxy people campaigning for him if that's the case, and people are going to be sorry. But Congress literally will implode on itself if that judge puts Trump in prison and locks him up in a cell in New York. That is going to be the straw that broke the camel's back. That's what I'm more concerned about, is this judge who hates him and Bragg who hates him so much that they're going to say, take his passport, lock him up in jail, give him a gag order, put him in solitary, do everything we did to the J6 and turn the New York criminal system into another gulag, just like D.C. He said, what's to stop him from doing it? Nothing. They're walking into, I mean, look at, J6 was a trap, Richard. What's to stop him from doing it to Trump to keep him from campaigning altogether? Marjorie Taylor Greene can hold all the rallies in the park she wants to hold. It's not going to change a thing. Congress probably will still implode on itself because it's going to have a big negative impact, especially when you get and you can piss off 80 million plus MAGA supporters that love Trump and don't want to see this injustice going on. You will seriously see some problems in America if that happens. And I can't predict how serious they're going to get, but they're going to get down damn right serious. And people are going to be calling her congressperson demanding immediate action to stop this nonsense, including taking that judge off the bench, impeachment of that judge. Democrats might even be in favor of it, too. Even Joe Manchin came out yesterday in the mainstream media, because we all have to watch what's going on because we got to know all the aspects of the ship show. This is a big problem. But, you know, I appreciate the insight this morning, Richard. Thanks so much. I'm hoping that we can, you know, have some good outcome today and that Trump can go back to Florida and just, you know, assume the position, whatever that is, and go out about campaigning and doing his business. And this judge is going to have some common sense and not commit all sorts of election interference by jailing a candidate or putting a gag order on him, which we anticipate might happen. And they'll fight that gag order. Trust me, they'll take that right up to the appellate level and tell him that he's committing election interference. Congress will immediately go about trying to see whether or not. See, now they don't have that kind of power. It's only prosecutorial power. But what's to stop a DA in another state from going after Alvin Bragg for leaking the indictment information on what of a Florida citizen. The Florida DA could literally go out and turn on Alvin Bragg and get him indicted by a grand jury and go arrest him on felony charges for leaking grand jury information from his office, because he is the key player here. Him and his cohort, Meg Rice, could literally be arrested too and taken to prison down in Florida. You know, see, this whole thing could turn into a real ship show and show the country what this Congress is all about and how political things and nasty things have gotten. Lieutenant Colonel, retired Charles Feint, is allegedly going to be joining us at the top of the hour break here in the Power Hour. Hope you've enjoyed this last hour. We hope it's been informative and somewhat truthful. You decide. We'll be back.
I'm all here to tell you about a North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD, or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with the powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.